you watched it for a while, right, Frog?
For a little bit, yeah, because it was just my favorite part actually was the flyover. I've never seen 12 jets in formation like that do a flyover. That was incredible, just coming over the top of the White House and then going over the top of the Claw. It was cool just to watch that part.
You know, when you see those jets doing the flyovers, the precision, I mean, because they appear to be like an inch away from each other, going at supersonic speed. I'm like, oh my God.
They did it right before the World Cup, too, over the Hudson. I think there were four of them, either two or four. I don't remember. Yeah.
It wild. Definitely catches your heart when you see them. You're like, whoa, that is heavy. I guess we need to talk about Thursday, the parade, the Knicks parade here in New York City. It starts way downtown and then goes up north to right on City Hall. Is that where it ends?
Yeah. Yep. That's where they get the keys to the city. Mm. Those big, huge keys.
You know what? Wouldn't it be great to have a key that goes to every door in the city? Yeah. I want one of those.
It doesn't work because they gave me the key to Bergen County and I tried that and it did not work.
Boo.
Could not open anybody's doors.
Were you standing outside Auntie Anne's pretzels all night trying to get in?
I thought maybe I could get into Garden State Plaza and do some shopping. Didn't work.
Let me in. Well, there you go. What are we doing here? Well, let's do... you want to play New York?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it for you. You hear this all over social media. You hear it everywhere. It's DJ Khaled, Jadakiss, and Ja Rule and Fat Joe. Is that who's in this?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
This is DJ Khaled. This is...
I'm about unity, man!
This is...
Gotta love it.
Greetings from Miami-Dade County, Florida.
Did was hold on to the pieces till the puzzle came together. Before it all got hype, I was in the core of the apple before it got ripe. So I ain't gotta act like I'm on top of or in front of them. If I'm not the best dog, then I'm one of them. Listen, I'm a different kind of boss. I'm cut from a different kind of cloth. These niggas a different kind of sauce. Everybody know it all. Nobody following protocol. The money's only good till you blow it all. Been stacking every since. Yeah, Giuliani knocked John Gotti. So now he running for president. Shame what the game became. But the truth is, really nobody to blame. But the music, and it was give it a minute. With no whack gimmicks, just hard beats and rhymes with blow breath back in it. Yeah, one's for the trouble, two's for the show, three's for the bass and that limelight glow. I know
you're thinking that this game is over.
Oh no,
the wait is over.
New York is back.
Let me see your hands
side to side.
Put them up high.
I'm the heart and soul of this. You clean king, but we're in control of this. Name another rapper, see on the streets. Hugging the block at the height of a beat. Delta. Yellow tape and white sheets. Yeah, that's my backdrop whenever I speak. I know a lot of y'all would love to ice me. Make my head jerk like I'm doing a high feet. But that'll never happen. Get us some sick ish. Like 15 of you and one of your infant. I hope Joe's the business. Ask about me. In the middle of the desert and they still can't drought me. You know Coca, baby, he stay on that New York ish. You seen Weezy coming down on that fuck cliff. And money ain't a thing unless he come up with. Then I'ma have to hit him making little grass off him. One's for the trouble, two's for the show, three's for the bass and that limelight glow. I know
you're thinking that this game is over.
Oh no,
the wait is over.
New York is back.
Ha ha, laugh funny.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed.
Baby, 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 baby. saying no, no.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm not cheating, you gotta be perfect. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. You gotta make a big impression, I gotta like what you do. If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm not cheating in a bottle, you gotta love me, you gotta pay. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. Just come and set me free, baby, have you with me.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
Get on up.
You got me in the morning. In the morning.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
I heard you calling on the megaphone. You wanna see me? You are quite the pyro. You light the match to watch it blow. And if you never called for me, I might have drowned in the melancholy. I swore my loyalty to me, myself, and I, right before you lit my sky up. A cold bed full of scorpions, the venom stole her sanity. And if you'd never called for me, I might have lingered in purgatory. You wrap around me like a chain, a crown of fire, pulling me into the fire. All that dust, alone in my tower, you were just haunting. Drowning and deceived, all because you came for me. Locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me.
Number one hit music station.
C100.
Did a full 180. Crazy. Thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me?
Morning Show.
Nut job. Scary's a nut job. Oh, yeah. Am I the only one that knows that Scary's a nut job?
No.
He does get stressed in moments like that.
I'm crazy.
You're crazy. How was the weekend wedding you went to, Gandhi? What's it like?
It was incredible. It was my cousin's wedding, and, you know, so it was a big Indian affair. I was showing Diamond videos to try and explain to her how some of it goes, and she was laughing because she's like, oh, my God, I don't think I could ever do that. It was wonderful. Loved it.
Well, here, put Diamond on. Let's ask her. Hey, hello, Diamond. How come you could never do an Indian wedding?
Well, I could do the wedding. I just, there was a part of the festivities where they had to, they didn't have to, but they had to dance, basically. And I'm like, that to me sounds like a humiliation ritual. For someone
what, just who, dancing?
No, no, like you had to perform. So I'm like, what? No.
Yeah, so the Sangeet, which is the party the night before, a lot of things happen there. You can get the henna and the mehndi on your hands, and mm-hmm. it's supposed to be where the people who love you the most present you the gift of art and culture. So it's a dance, a song, a poem, whatever, a speech. You can get up and do all kinds of different things, and I was showing her the different dances that people were doing. She was like, wait a second. People had to get up there and dance in front of everybody. Oh, my God. I could
never.
Did
you do anything? Did you, Gandhi?
We made art. Brandon's not going to get up and dance, let me tell you. So.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect for
yeah.
you.
Art.
That's so, made art. So beautiful. See, another reason Danielle and I need to be invited to an Indian wedding.
Yes.
Okay, well, my other cousin just got engaged as well, so we can do that. And, of course, we're all sitting around at breakfast, and two of the cousins in my family are not married. And my dad just leans forward, and he says, so. There's two left. I said, nope, there's one left because I'm never getting married, Dad. Right. Stop it.
You've already told them that.
I know.
They don't listen.
He accepts it until we're at a wedding. And then he's like, are you sure you don't want to do this? I'm like, oh, double sure, Dad. I promise.
Sounds like a lot of planning went into this wedding, though. These weddings sound like they're huge extravaganzas.
A huge amount of planning, yes. And I think, tell me if you guys agree with this, whether it's an Indian wedding, an American wedding, whatever. Everybody turns into a wedding planner at a wedding and starts telling you the things they would have done differently. Oh. Or I like this flower. I would have done dinner at this time. This food wasn't good. I feel like that always happens.
Oh, gosh.
It definitely happened.
I would never be so rude to say anything like that at someone's wedding. That's their creation. That's what they did.
Yeah. Right.
I may not like it. I may not choose it for my wedding. But that's their thing. That's their day, not mine.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, I don't even know if it's a critique. It's just like a troubleshooting type of thing. Oh.
Well,
I would have had this.
I will tell you this, and I'm not going to mention any names, but years ago we went to someone's wedding, and I watched how the photographer was working with the wedding planner, mm-hmm. and they were staging all these photos and making it uncomfortable for the couple that got married and everyone there. Nope. And I finally, after a drink or two, I went over and took charge.
What did you do? What do you mean you took charge?
I said, let them sit down and eat.
Yeah.
Mm. Let the you were there, Danielle. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I tell you, that's one of the biggest things.
They went way overboard. No. The planner. Go ahead.
One of the biggest things about weddings to me when you hire a photographer is you want them to be invisible a lot of times. And you want them to just capture, you know, photos that you normally wouldn't get. Because not stage things. Yes, you have to do the stage pictures of the bridal party, blah, blah. Well, you know that. But other than that, I want like moments. And I don't want you to be seen. I want you to be invisible. And that's exactly what a lot of people are asking for now, you know?
They were staging everything at this wedding. No, yeah. I'm like, leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. And the couple actually looked like they were very pleased I said that. I hope they were. I don't know. Yeah, as far as those photos you have to take for the wedding party. Huh. That's why you set time aside,
of course,
away from the wedding, not mm-hmm. at the party.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. There were lots of photos. We did lots of photo shoots. Mm. And I actually kind of appreciated it, though, because so much of my family was in one place at one time, and it just doesn't happen that way, where you have all the aunts and the uncles and the cousins. And I thought, oh, I want to fix. Oh, good. We got photos together. This is great.
Yeah, I think moments is what Danielle said is really the best part. I want you to be just a great, you know, a really great photographer can capture moments without you ever knowing they're there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are the moments I love. Let's have more of those. Let's get married, all of us. Let's have a wedding.
Let's do it.
What's scary?
If you're having a wedding reception, I feel like at the same time of throwing a party for yourselves, you're throwing it for your guests and you should have them in mind. So the two most important things, at least for me, if I was planning a wedding, would be making sure the food is on point mm-hmm. and making sure the entertainment is great.
Right.
You turn into a wedding planner at weddings?
No, but okay. If someone has a poor DJ or bad singer, I judge. I'm like, oh, this is terrible.
Well, funny you mentioned that. The same wedding I was talking about earlier, they had an awful, is it a band or DJ? I can't remember. Yeah. Whatever they had, they were god awful.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I should have walked up there and kind of said, look, I'm going to redo your instruments. I'm going to redo everything you're doing here. I'm going to be the impromptu wedding planner.
Don't mind me. Yeah. I'm just going to reset some things.
But don't you agree? I agree with you, Scary, with the food too, because like some people have, you know, different tastes in food, or you don't like certain things. But you can't just have what you like at a wedding. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I'd have no fish at a wedding. You'd have no mayonnaise. Like you gotta serve love all, serve all.
I love that. A mayonnaise-less wedding.
Mayonnaise is not allowed in my house, in my fridge, nowhere. Don't even think about it. Don't come to my house. You're getting mustard. That's what you're getting. Sorry.
If it's your wedding, you choose.
Right.
If you only want to serve what you like, do that. But you know, keep in mind, a few people won't be able to eat it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So this wedding was in Charlotte, and I don't know if you guys saw the temperatures in Charlotte over the weekend. I think it was 107, and it was outside. And all of us, you know, because it's an Indian wedding, we all wear these big, like, langas and saris and suits and whatever it is. I was melting. But the night before, just on a whim, I ordered 10 little portable fans from Target. And when they came, I was like, I'm just going to put them in my backpack and we'll see. I was the most popular person there.
Oh, of course you were.
Can I use your fan? I said, absolutely. Take a fan. You want a fan? Take a fan.
Did they have live like elephants and things?
No, they did not do the live animal thing.
I need to know if we're going to an Indian wedding, they need to have elephants.
You want to come in on an elephant, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the only thing the Indian people that I know now are doing is if you want animals at the wedding, we get married at a zoo. That's what my sister did.
I
so,
love that.
Yeah, they were, you know, taken care of, and they're treated nicely, and then you can see them if you want to see them. You can pet some. You can feed a giraffe.
That's
it was great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it looks like you had a good time.
Had a great time.
Wedding. This weekend, we were talking about this earlier in the show. This weekend was a powerful weekend with so many electric things going on, not only with us, but just with the city, with the country, the world, with the cup and everything. Yep. It's just a good time. I love it. Kicking off summer in just an incredible way. I just can't wait to get out and play today. Today is going to be in New York City anyway, and in Philly as well, I'm sure. The most beautiful day ever.
Nice.
Today's going to be the day. So go out and play. Call out sick. If you went to work, get sick. Go. Yeah. Leave. There you go.
You got to leave
Danielle.
Now, Froggy. Leave it.
Yeah. I don't think he's feeling well. Okay. Danielle, what do you got going on?
All right. So Thursday morning, we know it's happening. The New York Knicks will have their ticker tape parade from Battery Park to City Hall. And the mayor decided to do it on a Thursday. And the reason is because he's figuring that Friday is a holiday with Juneteenth. So a lot of people will be off. So maybe you can take off Thursday as well for the parade and you'll have a 4-day weekend. I think that's fabulous.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was the most watched NBA final since 1998. ABC averaged 21 million views viewers for Game 4, where the Knicks came back from a 29-point deficit. Game 5 ratings will be released today. And if you watch Fallon tonight, he is all about the New York Knicks. He will have the head coach. He will have a bunch of the players. And he's going to have a lot of fun. So cannot wait to check that out. Olivia Rodrigo's third album, released on Friday, is on pace to move more than 400,000 units in its first week. So congratulations to her. Tyra Banks sued Netflix for basically defaming her because, remember, she was in the docuseries Reality Check Inside America's Next Top Model. She did sit down for the interview, but she said that her words were taken and twisted around and they didn't use enough for the interview. So there's that going on. So keep you posted on that. Also, Michael is now the biggest movie biopic of all time. It already made $912 million worldwide, and it hasn't even opened in Japan yet. It doesn't open there until this Friday. Crazy. So, of course, World Cup is going on right now, and I don't know if you heard this, but England's national team had their boots, their balls, some other stuff stolen from a transport van while it was moving from their pre-tournament base to Florida to Kansas City, where they were starting the training. It was like $18,000 worth of stuff. I think there was even some autograph stuff in there. So, crazy. So, They're playing Wednesday night, so we're hoping that, you know, we get it all back or we get some new stuff. Come on.
Did you see the Jordanian team roll up with what appeared to be houses full of stuff?
No.
So much luggage. I've never seen that much luggage in my life. It was nuts.
They don't travel light. Also, people who are here enjoying the World Cup from other countries, they're loving the food experiences, like Waffle House. Waffle House is so big, and one German fan said 1 a.m. he was at Waffle House, then he went to Wendy's, and then he went to Chili's, and he was enjoying himself. Some English fans were talking about the big gulps at 7-Eleven and how their life had been changed. Ranch sauce is huge as well. People are loving ranch sauce. They want to take some home with them. And Freddie from Germany was posting why every other comment on his Instagram is that he should go to a strip club. He's like, is that what they do here?
That's what we do.
That's what we do. So, yeah.
As a matter of fact, as soon as we're done with the show today, off to the strip club.
Off to the strip club. Sad news, musician Oliver Tree tragically passed away. He was in a two-helicopter collision in Brazil. He was only 32 years old. There were six people on the two choppers, including an Argentinian YouTuber known as Gaspy. I know a lot of people were talking about him, and he was even younger than 32. And one of the helicopters landed on the parking lot of a car dealership, and that ignited at least 20 cars, and it's crazy. The investigation underway. Right now, what are we watching? Of course, World Cup continues, 4 games today, and you've got American Ninja Warrior if you want to watch that. And don't forget Fallon with all your New York Knicks stuff tonight. And that's my Danielle report.
And we're rolling.
Sauce on the side.
Episode, guess what number it's at?
A podcast hosted by Gandhi. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search for Sauce on the Side, and listen today.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Catch me riding dirty, trying to 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 catch me riding dirty. My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty,
trying to catch me riding dirty. They can see me lean, I'm tense, so it ain't easy to be seen. When you see me ride by, they can see the gleam. And I shine on the deck in the TV screen. Riding with a new chick, she like, hold up. Next to the PlayStation controller, it's a full band, my send a jacker into a coma. Girl, you ain't know I'm crazy like crazy. Bone just trying to bone, ain't trying to have no babies. Ride clean as hell, so I pull in ladies. Laws on patrol, and you know they hate me. Your music turn all the way up into the maximum. I got speakers, try to jack for some, but we packing something, and what we have for them, we'll have a locked up in the maximum. Security cell, I'm gripping old. Music loud, and I'm tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dough. Right behind and it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City changed, like who was that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding.
When I can't focus, I got to get it home with a popo scope. This big old scourge just swerving all up in the curb. And been sipping on the heat, singing the gin again, the sin again. We in the wind, doing a 100 while I puff on the blunt. I roll another one up, we living like we ain't going. I got a blunt up in my right hand, I'm sitting my left freezing my. The tree green leaves and all, coming pretty deep, me and my dog. Joe, like a nigga in the back streets, wondering about the 6 pounds that I got heat. Lots shots to the block, we creak, creak, pop, pop, hook. See me on a low key, with no regard for the law. We dodge, I'm like, come on. But I won't get caught up and brought up on charges for none of y'all. Keep a car in a blunt spot, run up if you want, the poppin' dog. Ready or not, we up in the air, crazy bone and chameleon.
They see me rolling, they hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty. My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty, trying to 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 catch me riding dirty.
Know what you're thinking, so I try to.
let you go. Turn on my blinker light and then I swing it slow. Step for show. Cause they think they know that they catching me with plenty of the drink and throw. So they get behind me trying to check my tags. Look at my rear view when they smiling. Thinking they'll catch me in the wrong and keep trying. Instead of denying that it's racial profiling. Houston, Texas, you can check my tags. Pull me over, try to check my slab. Glove compartment, gotta get my cash. Cause the crooked cops try to come up fast. And being the baller that I am, I talk to them. Giving a damn, but I'm not feeling my attitude. When they realize I ain't even riding dirty. Bet you'll be leaving with an even madder mood. I'ma laugh at you and then I have to cruise. Jamming number two on some old DJ screw. You can't arrest me, plus you can't sue. This is a message to the law, tell them we hate you. I can't be touched, so tell them that they should have known. Tip it down, I'm sitting crooked on my chrome. Booking my phone, finding the chick I wanna. They couldn't stop me, I'm about to pull up at your home. In the zone. They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
Number one hit music station.
Turn this up a little.
Z100.
Flower.
Wake up, people. Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Z100.
Pick up whenever you call. In the parking lot in Tucson. Like, are you with me? In the Phantom with the roof gone. I pull up a Jimmy Neutron. I can never get a roof on. Like you hard, I know. You like to go slow. But we could go faster. Show me the passion. Coming up on your creepy, having nice things. Slide, plenty of the men tryna get in the bed. So I'ma get sloshed instead. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? And what would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
Are the ones where we don't really do anything.
Oh, yeah.
We let you make the call.
Yep.
The email came in, Dear Elvis Duran, my husband bought me a $40,000 engagement ring when we first got engaged 7 years ago. Well, a couple of years ago, we were moving out of our old house, and I lost the ring, but he bought me another. So why don't we call him today and tell him that I lost my new ring?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This comes to us from Sonia. Obviously, Sonia loves to be very irritating. Sonia's going to start the call. She does all the work herself until we bust in at the end. Here's today's You Make the Call phone tap.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Listen, I went to ShopRite this morning.
Yeah.
And when I came home,
yeah,
I realized that the diamond was missing from the ring.
You had the ring on your finger and the diamond is missing?
Yeah, I have the ring. Just the center stone is missing.
How could the center stone be missing?
But listen, I called ShopRite to see if anybody found something.
Oh, yeah, like if someone from ShopRite finds a diamond that size, they're going to return it? If I found a diamond, you think I'd give it back? Oh, my God.
Well, maybe
you got to be kidding me.
Listen, my mom's going to come over and watch the kids. I'm going to go back to the store.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. This is the second time it happened that you lost this ring.
Yeah, but the first time wasn't my fault.
I know the first time wasn't your fault, so, but you know what? You would think that the second time around you were lucky enough to get it replaced, and you'd be more careful with it.
I didn't lose it on purpose, Rich.
So, I know you didn't lose it on purpose.
Well, when am I going to wear it?
God
then?
Almighty.
I'm never going to wear it.
Oh, I'm having a chest pain. And the doctor last week told me to avoid stress. It finds me. Oh, avoid stress. That's a classic.
The doctor told you not to get stressed, not to...
Yeah, the doctor tells me not to get stressed. Is his wife lose an engagement ring twice?
Didn't you tell me the last time, don't get upset, it's only a ring?
Yeah, that was the first time. But how can it happen two times? How can it happen? Most people go to your entire lives with one diamond ring. You've had two in the friggin' past 7 years. Oh, my God. I mean, there's a limit to my understanding, so... I'm sitting here shaking. I'm so angry.
I'm sure we'll find it.
You sure we'll find it? Like, you were sure we were going to find the first one.
What?
Where's that one?
Well...
Where's the first one?
You sitting down?
Yeah.
You know what I did? I had...
What?
A credit card bill of, like, $15,000.
So what?
I sold the first ring. I sold it to Derek.
What?
Because I didn't want you to find
it. What about a credit card? What, $15,000?
On the American Express, it was $15,000.
It was a $15,000 credit card bill?
Yeah.
That I didn't know about? What the hell did you buy for $15,000?
You know, things for the house.
Things for the house? My father's house cost $15,000. What are you buying $15,000 for things for the house?
We couldn't get
what else don't I know about? Could you, you know what? Start making a list of shit that I don't know about. Maybe it's time you told me.
We can probably buy it back from Derek.
What?
We'll probably buy it. I mean, we don't have any debt now.
So I got to buy back a ring from Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe this. I must be in the Twilight Zone.
But at least I sold it back to the jeweler.
Who cares who you sold it back to? You lied. You lied, and it's not one lie. It's like a lie on a lie on a lie. And now you want me to leave this job to go help you look for this ring. The balls is unreal.
The balls is unreal? Are you serious?
What? Who's this?
It's Elvis Duran, man. You've been phone tapped.
This is not funny.
I didn't sell the first ring, and I really lost it, and I didn't lose the second one.
Oh.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm still going to the emergency room.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Drink that smile, I wanna feel like I, like my soul's on fire.
100.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Survived a Monday. Look at that. Let's come back and survive a Tuesday tomorrow. What are we watching, Danielle?
Of course, you've got World Cup continuing. Some matches today. I think there's like four of them. You've got American Ninja Warrior and Fallon tonight. All about the Knicks.
See you tomorrow. Till then, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Soft lips, yeah, you know, word of mouth.
The square root of 69 is eight something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Go white wine, I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough somewhere.